Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
11 o'clock hour, Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. We'll get to the trash of the day in 20 minutes. We'll also here shortly get into what one national pundit is saying about the surprise team in the Super Bowl. Basically, it's like, what team is playing the Chiefs? That's where we're at this point. But we'll get there in a second. If you you probably just heard from Dusty there on the liner. If you were just joining us today, and you might have seen some of the teaser tweets and social media over the last couple of hours, and you missed the beginning of the show, we are excited that next Thursday, we go to 96.5 The Fan. All of us, all the shows, plus we get the Chiefs as your home on 96.5. The Royals, K-State, Missouri, starting at 6 a.m. next Thursday. Go to FM.
Be nice. The Chiefs will finally be on an all-sports property right with us here on 96.5 The Fan. It's going to be an awesome time. I can't wait. You and I recorded a video earlier, you know, to try to help with the announcement. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, I think people will like it. Mm-hmm. It's the best we could come up with.
I believe it'll play out at Kauffman at some point.
Tonight?
I don't think it's going to be that quick of a turnaround.
That'd be pretty
cool. That would be impressive. They also don't have a game tonight. So, but they're going to play it nonstop. But yes, it will probably be, there's some videos that'll be on the Jumbotron as well. But we are excited. I know people have a ton of questions and stuff. And
I can't answer them all on the text line.
I think there is a press release that's been sent out. I will direct you to the press release for those questions. But I will answer one question that I think is, because it's the number one question, which is, we will still be simulcast on 610 for some of you that were asking. Yes. But we are 96.5 The Fan beginning Thursday. But yes, it'll simulcast right here on 610.
If you live further out and 610's what comes in better for you, it'll still be available there. It'll still be on the Odyssey app. It'll be all the places.
Yeah, we are owned by the same company.
You can get it on your Alexa.
Same thing. Yeah,
we're just 96.5 The Fan on the FM dial. Give you a clear signal. No more. You can hear my songs in crystal clear HD. I mean, just every note. You know?
The only downside.
Actually, you know what? I think for next Thursday, I should have a song for the news station.
About the fan.
About the fan. I think in honor of this tremendous accomplishment, we should have, you know, or thoughts, theme song. Should I create the fan's jingle?
I don't think the station wants that.
Theme song.
I don't think the station wants a theme song. Oh. If you want to make a specific song about it next Thursday, you go right ahead. I don't know. Like, it's one thing. It's hard enough for Drew and I to try to rein you in on the songs at times. I don't think that Bob and Dusty and C-Dot and Rob want to have your song taking over their shows as well.
Oh, you're saying they'd like to keep it from 10 to 2.
That's correct.
They don't want it spilling over into... Character was threatening to delete my work.
Yeah.
People were actually excited about that. I must say, the text line was not good for you in that exact moment earlier in the show.
No.
When he said, you know, I could just go purge all your songs, and multiple people texted in quickly. So that wasn't good.
Text line says, please tell me not on the FM dial. It's bad enough on AM. And someone says they've been listening on an HD channel. So they were already listening to it on.
But 96.5 The Fan next Thursday, 6 a.m. Cannot wait for that to happen. Not to get too nerdy with it, but as people that have been doing sports radio for a little bit, this is something we've wanted for a very long time. So we're fired up, and it's going to be great for our listeners and to have everything in one spot.
When am I allowed to when we become the fan? Am then I allowed to give my unfiltered thoughts on the 610 Sports Radio logo or not the station, not the logo? When am I allowed to give my unfiltered take
about this?
Oh, Drew, I've been waiting, stewing on this, my personal takes on the 610 Sports Radio logo for years. I'm going to hold. We're still 610 Sports Radio for next week. So I'm going to hold off for a week, but then next week when we are the fan and we're on 96.5, I'm going to let it fly. Are there different rules? Are there things I'm not allowed to say?
No, the FCC still applies. Okay.
Just checking.
Yes, the FCC.
Just seeing what the rules.
Yeah, the FCC still applies.
More or less.
Did you think it was more lenient?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking maybe, you know, seems like a looser, you know, looser group over on the FM side. They seem like they do. They're more like us, you know, getting a little bit of trouble and nobody seems to care sometimes, or they care, but they, you know, it's fine.
I will say, over that side of the building, they were encouraging me to go to go to jail once in my life, because I haven't been to jail.
That's true.
So
that is very, very true. All right, we'll get to the trash of the day in about 15 minutes or so. You guys might have seen, thinking of 610, an old 610 alum, Nick Wright, of course, on FS1, First Things First. He was talking about the Super Bowl this year, and any Super Bowl conversation, to me, you're really only talking about one other team that's going to be in it. It's who are the Chiefs playing? And he was going through some of the long shot teams, and he says the Bears. He says the Bears are going to be in the Super Bowl. So I guess we're going to get Caleb Williams and Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, which I'm pretty sure for a television rating perspective, they would be thrilled with that matchup in Caleb Williams' rookie season to go up against Patrick Mahomes. I think the NFL, if you believe in conspiracies and script writing, the NFL would absolutely love that to be the case.
Because they've been falling short of their Mahomes versus blank. Mm-hmm. Mahomes, all of those have fallen flat on their face. If all of a sudden they got Caleb Williams in a Super Bowl, his rookie season, and no rookies ever started.
And he's been compared
to
Patrick Mahomes.
Yes. Yeah, they would like that immediately.
So who are your guys' long shot then? I mean, I'm not even talking about from a betting odd perspective, but he says Bears, and then I'll go ahead and say there's really only one team we're talking about.
Do the Texans count as a long shot?
I don't think so. I think there's so much love and attention.
Second year quarterback.
So much love and attention around the Texans right now. Yeah. They have the 6th best odds to win the Super Bowl. The Texans do.
Out of any team in the league, this is not AFC. It's league wide odds, right?
So AFC teams are way harder to answer this on. Because the truth is, I don't think a lot of them can because of Mahomes. I'm not going to, because there's no chance. Even let's say it is the Chargers or the Colts, in your opinion, and they are way better than you think. They're not going to the Super Bowl. It's just not. The sneaky team, the sneaky Super Bowl team, I think has to be in the NFC. I'll take the Falcons. They're probably like the 10th favorite odds, but that is a talented roster. They finally have some decent coaching. And they now have Kirk Cousins, who has consistently gotten teams in or around the postseason. And the NFC, I think, is like a coin flip every single time they seemingly go to the playoffs, where really good teams fall early, mediocre teams make it to the end. It's kind of a wish-wash of nonsense over there. So probably the Falcons would be my answer, not the Bears.
It's a winnable division for the Falcons, that's for sure. I mean, you look at the quarterback play across the board.
Yeah, versus like the North, if you're one of those teams, woof.
We got Derek Carr. For the Saints, it was a disappointment last year. Baker had a really nice year for Tampa, but he lost his offensive coordinator. I think we're going to see regression for Baker. It's good on him to get his contract and everything, but I think they won't be as good.
And the Panthers.
And then it's the Panthers, Drew, whereas Bryce Young, and we'll see, right? It's a big wild card. We don't expect a whole lot from them. And so the Falcons are favorites for a reason. So I get the logic behind that one. I went with, on the NFC side, I said the Rams. And it's because, look, that division, yes, the 49ers, juggernaut. We know that. But I don't know much about Seattle this year. And if they're going to, Geno Smith kind of regressed
new
a little bit.
New head coach.
Then the Cardinals, you're still talking about a young wide receiver room. We all like Marvin Harrison Jr., but what's that going to be like for Kyler in a full season, a second-year head coach? I think the Rams, when Matthew Stafford is healthy, let's not forget how high quality of play
Cooper
they're getting.
Cooper Kupp is a pretty good combo.
When Stafford's healthy, the quality of play is extremely high. Puka, Cooper Kupp, plus we know Sean McVay is one of the better offensive-minded coaches in the league. So if we're saying long shot, yeah, I would say the Rams on the NFC side.
I think it's really hard to come up with an AFC team to the point that Cody made. I say the Green Bay Packers, And I don't know how much of a long shot they are compared to like the Falcons or the Rams especially, but because they made it to a divisional round game, because they probably could have or maybe should have made it to the NFC Championship game. I mean, they could have beat the 49ers. They probably should have. But I think they're a team that you can include in that long shot group.
Anyone want to include the... So the Bears, I actually think, are a pretty good answer for this. Like, Nick is
for,
just
for,
saying...
For what they're...
Nick Wright's just saying
Caleb
they're going to be there.
Inheriting, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're actually a pretty good answer for this. Is there any argument to be made about the Cardinals?
No.
Because...
No, let me give it... Yeah, give me the spiel. No, my, no, just, but let me hear
Kyler
you.
Murray does have a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it might click
they're
one
the
of these
best
days.
Third-best team in their division, though, I think.
They're worse than the 49ers.
The defense
for sure.
is the thing that they stink on defense, correct? I mean, even as good as Kyler Murray might be, or
this
Marvin
new head coach.
Jr.
Sometimes I think coaching changes. You get better coaching. They had bad coaching. Maybe, you know, maybe Kyler takes a leap. People seemingly get higher and higher every day. And Greg Dortch, after I made fun of him one time on the radio, he actually had a pretty good game against the Chiefs in that game, too.
They had nobody else.
After all things. I think the Falcons is probably my answer. That division stinks. That's the biggest part. They have a pretty good argument for the number one overall seed, Gold, because the AFC North is going, or the NFC North, I apologize, is going to beat itself up. That's the toughest division in football, right? Anybody disagree? Want to toss?
I mean, AFC East, AFC North. Yeah, I mean, AFC East, NFC North, AFC North are the three tougher divisions in all of football. If we're ranking it out, I still think AFC North probably takes the cake a little bit because the NFC North could be there, but we're talking about a really second-year starter in Jordan Love, first-year starter in Caleb Williams.
And the Vikings are,
going to have a rookie or Sam Darnold starting. So yeah. I can't put the North above the NFC North above the AFC North. And then after that, I would still go AFC East because the Bills and Josh Allen, the Jets have all the talent in the world, but is Aaron Rodgers staying healthy all year?
Are they the dark horse in the AFC? If you were
That's my answer
one?
On the long shot. I wrote it down. I had Jets and Rams were the two teams, Drew, that I put
Jets
down.
Jets is just on the prayer that Aaron Rodgers has still got some of that
They have talent.
Good football play.
Breece Hall's legit.
Yeah.
Wide receiver room has Mike Williams and Garrett Wilson in it. The defense, they added to it as well. And my question
is
with them
is the
coaching. Is
that offensive line still garbage?
They made some draft picks and some free agent signings. That's still a question mark. I just don't know if Aaron Rodgers making it through a full season playing at the same level. He was an MVP not too long ago. You were questioning him heading in last year, so I'm not surprised that you're still questioning him. And this is now coming off a four-snap season and an Achilles injury.
They're the only team in the AFC, I think, that you can consider a long shot. And like I think Houston is a team that can contend. The Bengals are a team that can contend. The Bills, maybe. But I mean, maybe, like, I think the Dolphins would be a long shot. The Jets would be a long shot. The Jaguars would be a long shot. The only team that I think out of those three you feel comfortable in saying, yeah, it makes a lot of sense is the Jets because we know Aaron Rodgers has been there, done that, where Tua hasn't, Trevor Lawrence hasn't. I don't know. The Jets might be the only team because the Browns have a great roster, but the quarterback's not good enough for them to win a Super Bowl or even make one.
I might be the least believer in Deshaun Watson on the planet. I just don't think the Browns have a chance. And I like the Browns roster. I think the Browns have they might have one of the top five rosters in the league. Their quarterback is awful. He hasn't been good in years. We are so far removed from good Deshaun Watson play. I mean, it's a distant memory.
5 years, right?
It was like
it's
Mahomes'
pre-COVID.
First year in the league. It was three Super Bowls ago for him. It's pre-COVID.
All you have to say was pre-COVID because COVID seems like ages ago. So just say Deshaun Watson was last good pre-COVID, and everybody knows how long ago that was at this point.
Yeah, that says everything I need to know about it. I think even they don't like their. I think even in their mind, they're like, what if we could? Then there's no way out. They gave him a fully guaranteed contract, so they're stuck. They should just draft a quarterback and then play Deshaun one more year and then bench him for the rookie who's finally better. And I know someone's going to point out, because someone always does, he was like 5-1. Like, they were winning games when Deshaun Watson was playing. He threw 7 touchdowns in those 5 games and 4 picks. He stunk.
They won because of the defense.
Yeah, they were winning in spite of him, not because of him. And at quarterback, that is a really bad position to be in. You never want to be winning even though your quarterback's not playing good football. That's just not going to last.
Is there anybody else in the AFC other than the Jets? I don't think there's...
I don't count the Texans as a dark horse. I just don't.
I would make an argument for the Colts. I just don't know enough about Anthony Richardson yet. If he really is...
They might be a good pick.
If he's a top 12 quarterback in his first full year as a starter, now that he's been injured... They got enough talent outside of that, and I like their coaching
situation. Here's the challenge, though. Like, let's go with the Jets for a second. It would not stun you, though, if they won the division, right? Like, you're not picking the one, but it wouldn't stun you, considering the Dolphins and Bills. If the Colts won the division, knowing all the love around the Texans, which would be more surprising to you? The Colts won the AFC South or the Jets won the AFC East? I think it would be more surprising the Colts won the AFC South than it is the Jets won the AFC East, but that's just me.
Yes, I agree.
I'd say the South, because that division's flipped, like, 8 times in the last 8 years, pretty much. So, I mean, there's no, like, reign of terror over there. In the East, the Bills have won it for a decade
straight. So you're saying you'd be more surprised if the Jets won the East than the Colts won the South.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the South has changed hands a bunch of times. The East hasn't changed hands in a decade. I mean, it's not that long, but it's long enough. I mean, I think they've won 5 or 6 AFC East titles in a row, something around there for the Bills. Obviously, they don't have the streak the Chiefs have in the AFC West, but...
And there's a lot more. There's more teams.
Divisions flip.
There might be more teams in the AFC that you can't take seriously than the NFC, just because of the dominance of that and the dominance of the Chiefs and the Bills as of late.
We'll get to the trash of the day here in 4 minutes or so, but if you are just tuning in, the news of the day and our fun announcement we had and exciting news for the future of all of our shows and Kansas City sports and sports fans, and that was that next Thursday, 6 a.m., 96.5 The Fan is born. And we're all going over to 96.5 The Fan, and it'll be the home for the Chiefs and the Royals and the Wildcats and the Missouri Tigers. And we could not be more thrilled to make the switch over to FM beginning next week. And we'll continue to remind you guys about that. A lot of questions are out there. I get it. All that will be clear as we get closer and closer to Thursday. But honestly, it's nothing but great news for Kansas City sports fans, man. Finally, an FM sports station, number one.
One umbrella.
Right? Finally, an FM sports station and... all the properties you care about are all going to be on 96.5 The Fan.
The Chiefs, the Royals, Kansas State, and Missouri all right here, like you said, on 96.5 The Fan starting 1 week from today. 6 a.m., Dusty and Bob will hit the airwaves on the new 96.5 The Fan. You can hear us on The Fan AM if you would prefer to stay on that part of the dial. And at some point, Gold, I think you and I need to... maybe we offer up a Club 610. Oh, it's got to change the name.
Yeah, we're working on the change of the name there. Yep. Mm-hmm. The club will be renamed at some point.
Damn. What are you going to call it? Ah, man, I keep thinking about it. Everybody doesn't seem to like my idea of calling it the Buzz, but that's fine.
I don't think so.
Well, there's a couple good, I don't know if they're good suggestions, but suggestions.
Yeah, there are.
965 Club. There's a lot. There's
somebody said Only Fan Club.
Somebody said Only Fan Club.
That was very funny. I did enjoy that one.
I don't think that would work.
I know this is probably like a industry thing, so we're not trying to get you bogged down in, like, not that part, but the Chiefs have never been on an all-sports station. So you listen to the Chiefs kick someone's ass on Sunday, you stay on the same station Monday morning and hear Bob and Dusty and then you and I and Carrington all talk about it, stay on the same dial and catch the Royals in a playoff game right after that. And then on Saturday, you can listen to K-State kicks someone's ass. It's just the flow of all of it is so nice. For us, selfishly, it's great. But I think it's great for the listener. You don't have to figure out AM, FM, where you, like, you've got it. It's on 96.5 The Fan. You've got every single sports property you want.
I mean, theoretically, you've got playoff baseball, playoff football, college football playoffs. You got everything.
Yeah, that's why this is, it's shaping up to be one of the best fall sports seasons we've had in Kansas City, period. For some of the reasons you just mentioned there, Drew, as well. That's why, and so it makes sense, the right time. The right time to finally have an all sports station on an FM dial and to have all those properties on an FM dial. And all of us, everybody from the station's moving over to 96.5 The Fan. I know people are asking, nothing's changing in that regard. So we're pumped. And you said it, Cody, like even on a personal level, this is something like you grew up in Kansas City as well. Like growing up, listening to sports talk radio in this town, like being on FM, like it's a big deal. I'm excited. Like it's something that personally I've wanted for a very long time, like even personally. So
were you on an FM one in Boise?
Yeah.
Oh, back
what's funny
is
back then they switched to FM back at the same time when I started there, so it's kind of funny. But anyway,
wait, you've now been a part of two FM switches?
I have, yeah.
What was your guys' name over there,
the station?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Come on, man, you worked there for like
those 8-9 years ago. I gotta remember, give me a second.
It doesn't exist anymore.
I know, that's why it's hard to remember. Oh, no joke. It was 96.5.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
So this will be your second time on 96.5?
let's see.
If you tell me it's also called the fan, this is just going to be confusing.
It was 90. It was. Yeah, I think it was 96.5. 99.1. I don't know what. But long story. It doesn't really matter. Nobody here cares. But yes, I think at one point in time it was the same, and then it switched.
Okay, speed round of questions you have. Are you still owned by Odyssey? Yes. Did I get a raise? Not yet, but we'll see. Will it be simulcast on both?
Where
yes,
was that
will.
Question at on here?
I didn't see that question on the text
I did
line.
Not.
That, you added
it
that
said,
one in.
No, no. Look. Hold on. Where was maybe it went. Maybe it went away. There was one that said, are you guys getting that FM $3 signs? I'm not making it up. That was
that's
a real
right.
question.
That's exactly right. Okay. That's exactly right.
Well, so I'm not making those things up.
Trash of the day.
All right, let's get to this. We go to Florida. Of course, for a story like this, I'll just read you the headline. Florida man allegedly throws spaghetti sauce at his mother in a domestic dispute. Hides in bushes from police. A grown ass man threw spaghetti sauce at his mother. A verbal argument. It's unclear whether the spaghetti sauce that was thrown was hot at the time. He has lived with his mother for over 5 years. After the incident, this gentleman fled from the house and hid behind bushes in his backyard from police.
Oh, it's a it's cowardice.
The affidavit shows that this guy was not under the influence, shockingly, of drugs or alcohol at the time, and was not considered someone with any mental health issues either. He has since been released from jail.
Man, dude, going to jail. Like, could you imagine sitting?
Hopefully it wasn't hot pasta.
Imagine sitting in that cell and someone's like, what are you in for? You know, it's like a movie. Hey, Gold, what are you in for? And you're like, I threw spaghetti in my mom's face. And you're like, dude, are you kidding? Your mom? Like, I don't think, every once in a while, there's like a story about once a year where it's like, some guy killed friend over cereal. Like, you guys, maybe relax a little. Like, I mean, just, whatever this fight was for, don't throw spaghetti in people's face. Have you ever had involved in a food fight at all?
No, actually, no.
That just feels like a movie thing. I've never been involved in a food fight. Has anyone ever actually been in a food fight?
I've never been involved. I've witnessed many food fights, but
witnessed
never...
many, he said. Oh. Like, in high school?
Oh, yeah.
Were you throwing, like,
I witnessed many fights.
Never.
They weren't food-related.
There have been...
You're throwing the chicken patty sandwich or whatever it was back in the day?
The time that lunch tray got smashed over a teacher's head.
There have been fights that turned into food fights, like fights in the cafeteria that led to food fights.
As in they were intentionally throwing the food or just like food was in the area?
There was a legit fight in the cafeteria and then it turned into food being thrown at people, which then sparked a full food fight. Yeah, that was interesting.
Okay. That's embarrassing. He should go to jail. He should have spent like 48 hours in county.
The fact that
you throw spaghetti in your mom's face.
He hid in the bushes too.
Bushes like a... Oh, not at least wear it a little. Like, I mean,
also, you thought they just weren't going to check the bushes behind your mother's house. You thought they just weren't going to check there at all. You're just going to be like, wait it out. She obviously had called the police. You thought that once they were done searching, you're just going to be able to walk back inside and all was going to be good.
No, no, you can't assault people and just be like, why'd you turn me in? I'm your son.
That's the answer.
It's like, I'm your son. You're like, you threw spaghetti in my face.
That's the trash of the day that took us to the state of Florida. Up next, Chiefs Red Half Hour. One of the things that Patrick Mahomes said yesterday. Do we actually buy that this is a good sign of the future, or is that just Mahomes propping up one of his guys? We get into that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Next.
Chiefs Kingdom. This is Mitch Holtis, and welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour on Cody and Gold. Every day at 11:30 on your official broadcast partner, the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Yeah, and you're going to be able to hear Mitch Holtis over on 96.5 The Fan during Chiefs games once we switch to 96.5 next Thursday at 6 a.m.
If you're preseason just, game number two.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, you haven't been listening yet today. The announcement we had at the start of the show, we had everybody in the studio. We had Fesco, we had Dusty, we had CDOT. We were all hanging out. It's the first time we've had everybody in the studio in a bit. That meant something special was about to happen.
It's that or we were getting ready to do something weird.
That's also true.
You know,
but we announced that next Thursday, 6 a.m., 96.5 The Fan is born. We're fired up for this. The first FM all-sports station in Kansas City. And the Chiefs games will be on 96.5 The Fan. So you'll hear Mitch Holtis and Danny Hughes and Josh Klingler and Dan Israel all on 96.5 The Fan.
The Royals games will be on 96.5 The Fan. You can hear Bobby slug two more homers or Vinny splash people with a giant QT cup full of Gatorade. Everything is under one roof.
Yeah, all of us are going over there too, so you're going to hear it. Nothing's changing.
You're not quitting?
No, I'm not quitting.
In the meantime?
No, I'm not. No.
Tell you massive career news, and I'm like, get out of here. It's like, I'm out of here. How dare you? No, it's great news. It's great across the board. As a matter of fact, we told you we were looking for new suggestions for what to name Club 610. Club 965, we're not sure. We're open to suggestions. We want to get a new neon sign made. Legend SX over on Twitch sent us $15 for it. So we were already, I mean, that one I showed you was only 81. It's practically paid for.
That's even more than the $9.65 heroes that we now are going to have to. Sorry, the price has gone up.
Yeah, gold is hitting you just like the grocery store. Inflation is coming for all the heroes of Cody and Gold. Next time Drew needs a suit, we're going to need $9.65.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, in fairness, some people donated more than that
time.
You know,
that's true.
Hopefully,
I mean, you can donate $96.50 too. That's fine.
Hopefully, I don't need
$965.
Hopefully, there isn't a call to action for myself. I'd rather be, if I'm involved from now on, I want it to be show related. You guys can get something from the listeners, not me.
We've gotten plenty of things from the listeners over the years. We do require their assistance sometimes. We'll have some stuff. We know that we're going to be, like, some of the shows in Carrington will be broadcasting out of the K as part of this switch. Want to get out in public more, see you more, let you see the brand some, because the 96.5 switch is going to be, I think, massive for the listener. It's good for us. I'm not going to pretend it's not. It is going to be really big for the listener, because now one-stop shop, no more, I better go to, you know, like it used to be, I'll listen to the rock station for this, and then a sport, and go over to the AM dial, listen to 610 about the game that I just listened to, and then I got to... No, you can just stay at one home. 96.5 The Fan is your home for Royals, your home for Chiefs, your home for K-State, and your home for Missouri.
Your number one fan texted in, said, please have a song ready for the first FM show.
I think so. I think, God, I got to think about which song to cover. The Fan, huh?
And we haven't,
I haven't started thinking about
this. By the way, the song also hasn't been blocked yet, correct?
Yeah, that pass translates over to 96.5 as well. Yes.
I think it said 610 on it, though.
That pass.
That might be not. Did it say transferable?
It is. It is. Yes, it did. It is transferable to 96.5 The Fan as well. Can't sing today pass. At minimum, if you have a new song, we have to have an agreement. It is not the first 10 minutes of the show, we are not playing the song. The first 10 minutes of the
first
show.
First 10 minutes on 96.5?
Correct. That cannot be the first 10 minutes of the show on 96.5. Cannot be one of your songs.
What if I covered Hot Stepper and made it about the fan? Then could it just be the
Please
first
no.
song?
Please no.
Then we'd have to just change that song forever. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're looking for suggestions. Club's got to change.
When we were at training camp, and there's no practice today, that's why we're not up there. We were at training camp yesterday for a fourth day in a row. We saw John Gruden. Why are you worried about this? It sounds like you're a little nervous.
I was.
What's the downside of him watching practice, being in team meetings?
That's what I was trying to figure out. Is one, I know that a couple people in the text are like, he didn't do anything all that bad. I'm like, he said some pretty hateful stuff. So I don't love that. Right. Andy has been given the benefit of the doubt on guys like this forever because everyone loves Andy. Everyone respects Andy. So for as many times as he's brought Michael Vick in or brought in Gruden or brought in people who have fallen on harder times from a football perspective, he's brought them in. It seems fairly obvious now that he's got bigger things in mind for Gruden. Yesterday, he said he wants John Gruden to get another head coaching job. And he's had him in for four straight practices, and he's been sitting in on meetings. There is a better, I would think, than 50% chance Gruden is a consultant for this team the entire year at the rate it's going. The only downside... The only downside risk would be is if he got into some old habits of sending some bad emails. If it's outside of that, there really isn't. You'll never hear from the guy. He'll never be out public facing. He'll just be working behind the scenes as an experienced football consultant, giving you a couple of suggestions in a meeting. I was trying to decide if there's a downside. The truth is, I don't really think there is.
No.
I've been asked, but that's one of the things I've been asked about the most, I think, by people. I'm sure you have too, with your friends. Like, what's the deal with Gruden? Why is he there? What's the point?
He's
and for Andy, I think some of it is more redemption for Andy than I think he's a great football mind kicking around ideas. I think Andy wants to revive his career.
Well, they've also known each other for 30 years. I mean, if you were good friends with someone, a colleague that is in the same field as yours, and you're a head coach and have the stability that Andy Reid has and the sway that Andy Reid has in that organization, and you have an opportunity to help, in this case, a friend of yours who is extremely also knowledgeable about the field that you are in, why wouldn't you try to have him around at camp? And maybe it lends itself into something more. But yeah, there's no downside here. Like it's another set of eyeballs, another smart football mind. I'm just talking about football, not the emails. I'm just talking about from a football perspective. There is no downside there. And I'm sure it was not even an issue for Andy to bring him in.
I mean, he probably hasn't. He probably didn't even think about it.
Like,
but I think
people worried he's going to, like, what, he's going to go fax over, scan the playbook? I mean, give me a break.
You know what I think people's fear is that, like, he'll somehow become the coach in waiting, and then Gruden will be the next head coach.
I don't think he'll ever be a head coach in the NFL again.
I don't think so either. I think the way that it ended, and he wasn't even coaching well when it ended. His team stunk. Now, he had bad quarterback play and a million other problems that probably weren't all of his fault, but his last couple of teams weren't very good. He was maybe on his way out anyway. Remember, people were already asking about his job stability. Then that stuff leaked, and then he was definitely out the door. And if I remember the story right, they were trying to figure out a way to, like, keep him employed because they didn't want to pay him all the money to get him to go. They didn't want to have to pay the money to fire him because their owner is broke.
Someone said he should drive the team bus during the season as well.
That is the only interesting part, is he did that to you. Why would you want this guy? But it's football.
Because
they're
competitive, close friends. And people, yeah. They're friends. You heard Mahomes talk about it. Like, it's nice to have the opposing, in a way, someone that's gone up against you and that has tried to stop you. If you were John Gruden going up against Mahomes when he was the Raiders, it's nice to have that mind in the room as well. You can learn off of that. So I truly don't see the downside other than you're like, hey, you just don't think he should be around because of the off the field stuff. But from a football angle, there is no downside whatsoever with the entire move.
No, there's not. I just was kicking it around because it's something I have been asked about a ton because it's weird. Some of it is just because it's off-putting. Like, you see Gruden, and he's in the Chiefs stuff, and you're like, oh.
I mean, it looks weird. Less anybody. That's I mean, Tom I mean. Brady yeah. in a Bucks uniform looked really weird at first.
And
not?
Now you're just kind of used to it, you know? And then, like, it's not weird
Aaron
for me
Aaron Rodgers, the four snaps he played for the Jets last year looked weird in a Jets uniform.
Yeah, I don't even remember him in a Jets uniform. It's going to look weird again.
It will.
Didn't even see him
Only
in a
saw
Jet.
For four snaps.
Didn't even see him in a Jets uniform last year. That was... Was that one of the five most defining moments of the NFL season?
Of course. And it's one of the biggest storylines.
I was going to say, I think Aaron Rodgers is maybe a top five storyline again going into the year. Chiefs three-peat, Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. Those are at least two of the five biggest stories going into the year. And now, all of a sudden, Ayuk has become one of the bigger stories. That deal's still not done, by the way. For all the reporting yesterday, it said it was close. Still
not that close. I think Diana Rossini came out shortly after the show was over yesterday and said that he's still, you know, observing options. You know, he's still contemplating options. I think that was something that she tweeted out shortly after the show was done. So it's like
it seems like it would be stunning that a deal doesn't happen at all at this point, just based off of where everything's at. But the reporting suggesting like it was done deal, like clearly that's just not true. I mean, they would have, like, this thing is still dragging. This has been going on for 3 days now.
Yes. Something is holding up the deal. I think part of it is Ayuk wants his, he wants the cake and to eat it too, right? He wants both. He clearly does not want to play for a loser. The Patriots have given up what the 49ers wanted for the trade. So did the Browns. And he said, nah, I don't want to play with either of those losers. And now he's trying to force feed himself to a winning team. And that's a challenge because winning teams are going to give up less in compensation, making it less likely. The 49ers are willing to work through this deal with you. Also less likely, they're going to give you the dollar amount that you want to make right now if you're Ayuk, which creates a completely another sect of problems. I don't blame him for trying. Like, I get it. You want to get traded and you want to be on a team as good as the team you're on now. Tough. And you'd like to be the highest paid wide receiver in the league. Okay, you are asking too much. If that's what you really want, just become a free agent. Play out this year on the contract. Hope that they don't tag you. And if they do, play out both years. Become a free agent. Make a massive contract and choose a winner.
And is he actually worthy? I know that the market says that, you know, it's going to keep climbing, but is he even worthy in the first place of number one wide receiver money?
Is he worthy of it? That's what he's going to get wherever he goes. So yes,
we said this. Like, he's a top 15 or 20 wide receiver in the league statistically. So
that's
what,
and that's what you get.
Well, I don't think a winning team is not going. I don't think a winning team is going to pay him that money. And I think this is the way it kind of goes in sports. If you want more money, you're going to go to a team that's probably not winning very much in order to get the money that you want to make.
But that doesn't mean he's not worthy of being a number one wide receiver in the NFL. Oh, I mean, he's kind of next guy up in that tier. He's do a big raise and he's about to get one, whether it's in Pittsburgh or wherever, and they're going to treat him like their number one. Like, we all like George Pickens. I mean, Brandon Ayuk will be the number one wide receiver, not George Pickens.
I mean, like paid like the best wide receiver in football.
That's
more
just the way it works.
Like, I think he is
3 years from now, he'll be paid like the 20th best wide receiver in football.
Sure.
Like he is.
He is a number one wide receiver, but it's not like, if you look at the winning teams, I mean, Buffalo could use a wide receiver. If he wants to be on a winner with a good quarterback, maybe he should wait.
That's who he wants to call, but it's just Buffalo's made their plan. They drafted a first round wide receiver.
They have nothing to give up.
Yeah. And they've made their plan. The problem with trying to get traded in August is everybody has firmly settled into, this is us now. We've made our decisions. Whether we like it or not, we've made our bed, right? So these are the wide receivers. If the Chiefs had known before last season what their wide receivers were like, maybe they try to make a trade. But they had settled into, this group is good enough. That's why we've chosen them.
Thinking of wide receivers, let's get back to Kansas City here. You were asking, is Brandon Ayuk worth it or whatever? Let's talk about worthy and what praise Patrick Mahomes was giving yesterday when we were up at camp. It's definitely not a negative, but is this just Mahomes propping up the young player, trying to make him feel good and confident, or is this different for you? So the quote from Mahomes was, in regards to Worthy, he does a great job. He's fast, but it's almost like he can run fast, but he can run with fast pace. He's able to track the ball really well. He runs a lot of great routes. He's going to get as physical as any camp here. He's doing a great job trying to fight off press as best he can, getting through there, making plays happen. And so if he'll keep getting better and better, if he can get through this camp, he'll be able to get through a lot of stuff. I'm excited for him and how he's progressing through camp, talking about him improving throughout the camp. We know he's gotten a ton of opportunity. I still think the amount of deep pass routes to Worthy, yes, that's how they want to utilize him, but I still think so much of that is just because he missed a huge chunk of the earlier offseason.
They're trying to force feed snaps to catch him up with everyone else, because Kelce doesn't need more snaps or more throws in a practice scenario. He's probably had enough of those over the years. This is tough, because essentially you're just guessing. Patrick Mahomes has said really glowing, nice things about so many bad receivers. I mean, just bad ones. I've heard him gush about Tony or Justin Ross or a million others. But there was a camp when he was talking about how quickly Justin Watson picked up the offense and how he was surprised by the level of talent he had, and he was right. Justin Watson was an effective player for them. He's not a superstar, but Justin Watson mattered for this team for a couple of years because he was very efficient. There was a reason why Tom Brady kept him around. I actually think this is genuine praise. I think they probably, and this is always like the hope, is that for as long as you've held down rookie wide receivers because you're afraid where they might make mistakes or where they might add challenges, last year should teach you sometimes that learning on the fly by February can make all the difference in the world. Because I don't think Rashee Rice was a super polished, perfect wide receiver week one. And there were problems in the early, you know, middle part of the season where he still needed to get better. And by just making him do it over and over again, he did. So I think this is genuine praise. It gives me a little more hope for Xavier Worthy. I still think that the over-under yardage total is a little high, but I am higher on his season total than I was before the year.
The reason why I just feel better simply is availability. Heading into camp, I was still concerned with the hamstring injury. Would he practice for a few days and not practice? Well, that happened, but it was because of strep, okay? Not a lingering injury. So that's where I'm confident. I'm not trying to jinx the guy, but 15 practices in, the only practices he missed is because he had strep. Other than that, the hamstring has not been a problem. And that was one thing that was still holding me back a little bit on what he would be. Now, the next layer to that is, all right, Andy, are you willing to use a rookie early on in the season? Yeah. What's the role look like? How many snaps are we talking about from the get-go? It's looking more and more like Rashee Rice is not getting suspended. It just is, as we sit on August the 8th.
Yeah.
So what opportunities? You think about the snaps. They're going to have certain packages. They're, you know, week one against the Ravens Thursday night when the Chiefs are putting up a new banner at Arrowhead. There's going to be a deep shot to Xavier Worthy. I don't doubt that, but how many snaps is he getting? I know he's getting one, and I know one time they're going to try to go deep.
Yeah, he'll run deep. whether Mahomes throws it or not, that's where Worthy will be running. Over in the 913, we have a request. Alex says, hey, can you guys get me a job with you? I'm so unhappy at my job. If you get me a job, I'll turn in my 2 weeks notice right now. How much do you need to be paid, and what is your experience? Can we get like a, can you send me a text resume? I'm open to helping you. Maybe not a job here. It depends.
Are you doing the hiring now?
I don't know what openings are here. I'm happy to ask around, but can you give me a breakdown of your skill set? Because maybe if we can't get you a job here, we got a lot of listeners on this show that are business owners.
There you go.
Maybe if you hate your job, you should just find it. Like if you are generally
miserable
in a job,
get out.
I like the shortest job I ever had. I was so unhappy, Gold, and I just thought about burning the building down every second I was in there. I quit. Because I found another job, but then I left. I found another job as fast as I could find another job to get out. That was probably you in Wichita.
Yes.
Yes. I don't think you thought about
that's come up the last two shows, I believe.
Dude, Alex described that job as like nightmare hellscape. He said it was an abusive situation. Mm.
It was
a verbally abusive situation.
I don't want to talk too much about the past, but
I look to the future.
That was not a good spot, man. I mean, I've told you someone got murdered at that radio station.
How many days on the job were you?
3 months.
No,
were you cleared by the police?
Immediately.
Immediately?
They didn't even ask me a single question. They knew who the suspect was right away.
Oh. I was like, how did they not ask you a single question?
I told you. I've told the story 100 times. I was doing a radio show, and police were walking in the building. I had no idea what was going on. It turns out they found, unfortunately, a dead body. It was a coworker. I mean, it's an awful thing. And they had us leave a certain door. They didn't ask me any questions because they knew who the person was. The person is currently serving, I think, 30 years in prison.
That's it?
I didn't think so.
Hmm. Did you? Oh man, that's a bummer. It really brought down the mood.
That really accelerated.
Anyway, that's your situation.
That accelerated the process. Yeah, way to go. Negative.
I responded to you, Cody. By the way,
he said he's not picky about pay, food delivery experience, retail experience, security experience.
Okay.
Show security. Is that what you need? Is that what you're saying? You need.
Do we have a bouncer for the new club?
We could have a bouncer for Club 610 or 96.5 Club, whatever name we're switching it to.
Yeah, we're still workshopping the name. Haven't figured it out yet.
I think that regarding Xavier Worthy, it'll be interesting to see how much how quickly his involvement goes. Because from the jump, I've kind of said that he needs to be the number one or the number three wide receiver. I know that, you know, he's not going to be that probably week one, but it'll be interesting to see what he brings week one, week two, week three, and then where it goes from there. Like, if he's good for a deep shot every now and then, what if they get him more involved with bubble screens, and then he turns into more of the Rashee Rice, and not that he's forced, but he gets the playbook more under his brain, and he understands things more. He's got the concepts down that they like to do. How quickly does he go from a few plays here and there to a guy that's relied upon on a regular basis?
I think some of it not only is his own progression, but frankly, how is the performance of Hollywood Brown and you know, is everything else going great that they're planning on heading into the season? Nothing's going to go perfect, but, you know, their involvement of Jared Wiley, does that go as planned? Do they get enough from whoever is going to be this team's, you know, is he the fourth wide receiver? Whoever is going to be this team's third receiver and Hollywood Brown to go with Rashee Rice, how much are they getting out of them will probably dictate whether they think they need to get more use out of Xavier Worthy as the season goes on too.
Yeah, probably. But they, I don't know, they don't have a long history of using him right away. I would like some, like a planned use, like you said, Gold. He doesn't need to come in there and get 10 targets on week one, but get him out there for 3 targets and 15 routes or 20 routes and see if you can't find the ball for him every once in a while. For the same reason you've been trying to force feed Kadarius Toney. Get the balls in the hands of a super, super fast person and good things could happen. I mean, they always will. But the possibility are far greater of him taking a ball 80 yards than Justin Watson. Not that he can't, but it's more likely that Xavier Worthy is going to break away from someone. One slip tackle, one mistake by the defense, one crease could all lead to quick scores.
The part that excited me most, though, from Mahomes' quote, even if you think the rest is just propping up a guy because he's a rookie, him specifically mentioning tracking the football in the air at that speed. We all know, anybody that's been paying attention, we know not only last year, but Mecole Hardman, he's come up with a huge catch. We all know him, helped him win a Super Bowl. He struggles to track the football.
He does.
MVS couldn't catch the football. You know, so to hear
Jeremy
someone
Mahomes pat himself on the back on that.
He was the best on the team, I believe.
Yeah. He did.
But
he did.
Running as fast as Worthy does and tracking the football, I loved hearing that because that has just been a problem for receivers. Even when everything's schemed up great and Andy has the right idea, you know, or right play design, and Mahomes puts the ball where it should be, sometimes in recent history, since Tyreek Hill, we have not seen someone being able to stretch the field and track the ball. I think Hollywood Brown does that, and it sounds like Xavier Worthy does.
How many yardage would you think for Worthy now?
I mean, the overall under was 750 and a half. I still would go under on the yards. I would
I'm
still
thinking
take
more
the
like
under.
500. I was originally thinking more of like a 400.
I think you guys said 450 or 500.
Yeah,
would
I'm thinking
be
more
good.
Like five. Well, I would take originally. Five or 550 locked I would in. Sign I also up, think that's where he's going to be now.
I'd sign up for 500 right now from Worthy. I'm also thinking Hollywood Brown's going to have well over 1,000 yards this year. That's part of it.
Well, yeah, some of it is just, I think there's a chance. They've got three guys that potentially could get this. Hollywood Brown, Kelsey, and Rashee Rice. He's the fourth receiving option. If you don't think Isaiah Pacheco is going to get to 400 or 500 yards now and just increase his output through, like, the catches are already there. Like, do you really think Worthy's going to get 45 catches or around that? And that we looked at this around what Pacheco got. Is he going to get 45 catches? So he might be the fifth receiving option. There's just a cap to the yardage prediction I can make based on that alone. He can't jump at least three of those guys this season without injury.
I'm higher than you guys on this. I think partially because if the listeners didn't see the video that we did on Tuesday, I said out of any wide receiver, the one who's going to have the best game, Xavier is going to have the most yards out of any wide receiver this year. It might be 3 catches for 140 yards. He'll have the most yards in one game than any other wide receiver. So I think 550
like
or higher.
Gabe Davis line there for a while. Isn't that what he might have zero exactly right. catches or he'd have 3 for 140 and 3 scores.
He might be good for a Gabe Davis line of 2 65-yard touchdowns and then another catch for 20.
If Worthy week one against the Ravens connects with Mahomes on a 50-plus yard
like
completion.
Clyde's first couple of games. Buzz was
the expectations booming. Are going to go through the roof.
Yeah,
I mean, like I want him to have success right away, but also the expectation could get way overblown off of one game.
Zay Flowers comps. I mean, all of that stuff.
We talked when he got drafted. I mean, I think we're all excited to see what he can do. I just think, you know, have to be somewhat realistic of what he likely is knowing. The weapons that they do have, fortunately, right? You still have Travis as your number one option in this offense, and Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice your number two, number three option in this offense.
Somebody said it'll be answered after week two, and they hang 40 on Cincy. Settle down.
Well, that's actually that game. This would be great. You predicted in the video, as you just said, for Worthy to have one game where he has 160 yards. I would love for that to be against your Cincinnati Bengals, Drew.
How's their secondary, Cincy, this year?
They did add 2 new safeties. Thank the Lord, because they definitely needed to.
Their secondary last year was no good.
All right,
no.
Coming up next, we'll get to what's trending, back into our big announcement here on the station. And the Royals needed everything that they got from Bobby Wood Jr. yesterday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.